Welcome to installment 218 of Sefer HaMitzvos from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, our continuation of positive commandment 96 regarding the impurity conveyed by nevela, meat which comes from a non-kosher species or even from a kosher species which has not been properly slaughtered in accordance with Jewish law. Although in the past few days and weeks we have been discussing the laws of Tuma Vatara, of ritual purity, nevertheless, in the order of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, this positive commandment 96 is the first among all the laws of Tuma Vatara. The reason we have reached this in a different order is that we are learning according to the order of commandments as issued and set forth in the Rambam's legal code, Yad HaChazaka. However, since this commandment comes first, the Rambam utilizes this commandment as a vehicle for giving an introduction to his idea of why these are counted as positive commandments. In today's commandment, for example, where the impurity is that which is conveyed by nevela, or a carcass of an animal, the Rambam asks, how can we count this as a positive commandment? Putting on tefillin, to use another example, could be seen as a positive commandment to do something. But what is the commandment here? Are we commanded to impurify ourselves by touching the carcass of an animal? Or on the other hand, are we prohibited? Is this a prohibition that we are not allowed from coming in contact with the carcass of an animal? No, says the Rambam, that is not the idea of a positive commandment in this case. It's not an act which we are compelled to do or forbidden to do. Rather, here the commandment is that if someone touches an object in a certain way, then the law is that they will become impure. Or correspondingly, that a certain type of object will convey impurity in a certain manner. And if the contact between them is in another manner, then no impurity will be transferred. However, the act of whether one is required to become defiled or required to remain pure is beyond the scope of this commandment. It is a davar shel reshus, something which if someone wishes to become impure, they are allowed to. There is no requirement for anyone except a Kohen or a Yisrael who is preparing to come into the Beis HaMikdash. No one is required to remain pure. This point that the commandment is something of a reshus, something which is now neither a prohibition nor a positive commandment in terms of a positive action, is illustrated by the Rambam from the Sifra. The Sifra quotes two verses from the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, which seem to contradict one another. Both of them relate to the impurity of nevela, the carcass of an animal. The Rambam first quotes from the Sifra, verse 8 from this chapter, which states, "Uvenivelosam leisigo, do not touch their carcasses." And the Sifra asks, this is apparently a prohibition, and we might think that a person would get lashes for violating the prohibition of touching a carcass. However, the Sifra asks, how do you explain the verse 11 from the same chapter? Excuse me, verse 24 from chapter 11, Ula'ela titamo, that to these you shall be impure. Does this mean a person has to go and impurify themselves by coming in contact with this carcass? Obviously not, because the previous verse 8, mentioned that you must not touch their carcasses. Therefore, we have an apparent contradiction. One seems to prohibit contact, and one seems to require contact. And the Sifra resolves this apparent contradiction by stating it's reshus. It's in the middle. Neither, the combination of both verses serves to tell us that neither is it prohibited from touching a carcass, nor are we commanded to touch a carcass. Rather, it's something that if we wish, we are allowed to do. However, if we do, there are certain laws governing whether we will become impure or not, and thereafter prohibited from doing certain things, which the Rambam describes at the end of this halacha. What are the general laws governing someone that has become impurified or tameh? The Rambam mentions a few. One is that they must be expelled, removed from the machne shechina, from the camp of the shechina, which is, in the terms of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ezras Yisrael, the court of the Israelites. Anyone that has become impure may not enter that courtyard. In addition, they are forbidden from eating kadesh, sanctified food, and must not touch it, since they will convey their impurity to the food. This, then, is the positive commandment, concludes the Rambam. Not that we are required to do a specific act, but the mitzvah here is that if such and such a thing happens, then such and such is the result. If someone touches nevela, touches the carcass, they will become impure. And so too, if they have contact with it in another manner, which would be in this case, tumas masa, that in the case of nevela, that not only can one become impure by touching it, but even if one does not touch it, but carries it, such as on a plate, the person will still become impure since he has carried the weight of this carcass. This impurity of a carcass applies to all different types of behemoths and chayas, wild animals and domesticated animals. Should it be a non-kosher type of animal, then regardless of how it died, then it always will convey impurity. Should it be a kosher animal, such as a cow, then if it is slaughtered according to Jewish law with a proper shechita, then it does not convey impurity. However, should something go wrong with the shechita, or should the animal die by itself, then it is called nevela, and also will convey impurity. A bird has a special law, tumas beis hablia, that if we have a kosher bird which has become a nevela through dying through unnatural means or through an imperfect slaughtering, then it has a very unusual categorized circumstance that through touching this bird or carrying the bird, one will not become impure. Rather, if one eats it, he will become impure. And even then, not only when it's put in the mouth, only when it is in the throat, in the beis hablia, only there does it convey impurity. Why has the bird singled out in this law? Some of the commentaries explain that the larger animals are closer to the human being, and therefore are more able to affect his spiritual makeup. However, since the bird is farther away from the human being in its physical makeup, this represents its distance spiritually, and therefore it is unable to have an easy to easily affect the spiritual makeup of a person and impurify him. Therefore, mere touching or carrying the bird will not convey impurity. Only if it was actually eaten, only then will it convey impurity. As in all of the laws of Tuma Ventara, they are primarily in application during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple in Jerusalem. Therefore, when the Chumash says that we are forbidden from touching Nevela, this obviously does not apply to today, and one is allowed to touch the carcass of a dead animal. However, of course, it is explicitly forbidden to consume a carcass, even of a kosher animal, unless it has been properly slaughtered and properly prepared. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436, and please join us again tomorrow.